Hello and welcome back to the podcast. This is Big Dave. You're listening to Napoleon Hill's Positive Action Plan, 365 Meditations for Making Each Day a Success. Well, today I'm reading from February 7th, 2019. The privilege of bringing children into the world carries with it the responsibility of teaching them the fundamentals of sound character. For those of you who have been listening to me for a while will know that I read a meditation for the day or night, depending if you have a night job. I read a paragraph or two that ties into the meditation of the day, and then I spin it to benefit me, to teach me something, and hopefully it will teach you something as well. Let's get into it. One of life's greatest joys is the sense of wonder that accompanies the arrival of tiny new human being into the world. But that joy is accompanied by a tremendous responsibility that perfectly encapsulates the need for personal initiative. You can provide children with all the physical advantages of a good childhood, but unless you strive to set a good example for them to follow, you will know only dismay as they reach adulthood and blossom into purposeless drifters. Your personal initiative, whether or not you are raising a child, must always incorporate exemplary behavior. You cannot take ethical shortcuts, big or small, without other people observing them and assuming that this behavior is something you wouldn't mind having turned back on yourself. Certainly, you will make mistakes, but if you have always striven for the best course, others will remember it and treat you accordingly. Well, I saw this meditation and I thought of my son Taylor, who, interestingly enough, we have a podcast of our own that we do. And that's a testament of time, and that's a testament of both my willingness and his willingness to talk through some of the struggles we had while he was growing up as a child. Myself and his mom divorced when Taylor was 2 years of age, and luckily Amanda did remarry to a wonderful stepfather for my son, and the experiences that those two have had in the past while Taylor was growing up has made him such a great boy that he is. I've contributed as well, but Mike was there for the day-to-day stuff where I wasn't. Taylor moved to Tennessee when he was 10 years old, and so I got to see him every other weekend and on the summers. But a couple of things bring to mind that I believe helped me. Taylor helped me, and I helped Taylor growing up. One such instance, I'll never forget. We were in the movie theater, and we had paid for a movie to see. And to this day, I don't know what that movie was. But most importantly was, after that movie was over, I said, "Hey son, let's go watch another movie," which was Face Off with Nicolas Cage and John Travolta. And we go to sit down, and my son looks at me, I must have been 7 or 8 years old. He goes, "Dad, we didn't pay for this movie." I go, yeah, it's okay, we'll be fine. He goes, "But Dad, we're stealing because we haven't paid for this movie." I'm like, silence. And I go, "You know what, son? You're right." And then we got up and we left the movie. And that's something that has always stuck with me. The fact that Taylor brought to my attention, you know, his feelings on the issue and my willingness to say, "You know what? You're right." And, you know, Taylor and I talk about that still today. we brought that up while we're sneaking into other movies as adults, but it was just something amazing at that time. The other part of the story that I recall is when I had a summer where I was able to take Taylor away for 4 weeks. We went and we drove. I picked him up in Chattanooga, and we drove up the coast of East United States to get to the coldest state in the Union in August, which just happened to be Maine. In Maine, it's 70 in the day and 50 in the night. And so the deal was, I read this in a book, that when you travel with families, you drive for 6 hours in a day, then you find a place to stay, you stay overnight, and you get up the next day and you drive 6 hours. And so it took us about a week to get up to Maine, And but religiously, I would drive 6 hours, and then we would stop somewhere. I didn't have any plans. We would stop somewhere. Normally, it was a KOA campground. And I think he was 12 years old. And we were, I wouldn't say we were estranged, but we were definitely, you know, we weren't close before that trip. That's 4 weeks that we were together. And every night, it felt like forever. By the second week, it just, because we spent every waking moment together. Whether we were, I was teaching him how to play pool at the KOA campground pool hall, or we were playing basketball, or we were putting the tent up, or we were talking, or we were driving. And I didn't have a radio to listen to. So my son and I played rock, paper, scissors about 10,000 times. We made up names for each other, and we would say things about billboards as we drove in country western accents. And still to this day, I'm Clem and he's Maynard, and it's lifelong memories. But I helped him, you know, he asked a lot of questions, and I helped him through a lot of questions, and we bonded like crazy. But, you know, things I think we both learned from each other during that trip is something that we still talk about today. So the fundamentals of sound character, I think we both learned when we were on that summer trip, learning about each other. And, you know, my son told me that, you know, I told my son that no matter whatever he did in life, that I would be proud of him no matter what he did. And I played basketball, and he didn't play basketball, but I didn't care. You know, he said something to me once. He says, "Dad, I want to make you proud of me." And I'm like, "Son, I'm just proud of you for your existence, that you're here with me and we're doing this together." And it was an amazing time. And we still talk about that today, which I think is just amazing, to be able to talk about those things with your kids that weren't always bad things or were good things. So, you know, that's why I got involved in youth ministry before he turned 12, is so I could understand what he was going through as a kid. And lo and behold, did I know that you know, teenagers would change my life, and I would change the life of hundreds and hundreds of teenagers over the 6-7 year period that I did youth ministry. So it's amazing how things just go, just, you know, step from one thing to the next, you know. So that's a great meditation. It brings a lot of great memories for me to share with you. And I hope you remember it. Even if you're a new grandparent like I am, and my girlfriend's a grandparents got two grandkids, you know, and just the things that she's teaching them, and I'm not teaching Owen anything yet, because he's not old enough to know what I'm saying, or what anyone's saying for that matter, in 8 months. But just the idea and the excitement of what that's going to bring and for the future is just an exciting time. So that's what I have for today. So this is Big Dave, and you go and have a great day.